All right. Wow, what's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of How to Be Human. What was I gonna call this? Not I'm confused. It's I was it's, oh it's I don't get it. I think it was I don't get it. That's what I was gonna name the podcast eventually. I don't know if I actually said that, but I think that's what I'm gonna get it. Call it whatever. Anyway, in this episode we're gonna be talking about the topic. The topic is pay attention to the outcomes people produce, not their intentions. Although many wish to do well, this does not guarantee favorable results. Now, I feel like this one hits home a little bit because, for example, Benny intends to lose weight. Benny intends to make a lot of money eventually. Now, Benny produces none of this shit. It's fucking ridiculous. Now, again, in this case, I wish to do well, but this does not guarantee the result I want. And I think the underlying thing there is that just because someone intends. And this is different with like when people like have good intentions with you in your relationship or advice. That's different. Well, because remember, that also depends. Because like if someone says, oh, like this and that, like they have good intentions, but it's not guaranteed. Like for example, if you ask someone for relationship advice and they have already this like, what's this word? These roots of their what happened in their relationship, and they're like, oh, that happened to me, just leave him or leave her, right? That's good intentions, but could produce bad results. Because it could be just a miscommunication. They could be just a thing. You have to like learn how to identify and critically think for yourself. So, yes. Now, when it comes to yourself, it's like a lot of people like, oh, I want to be this, I want to do this. Like, for example, when someone's working at a job, it's like, I really want to be this, but yet they put no effort. I think that's the driving factor when it comes to people that say they want this and that, they want to do this, they want to do that in their life, but they lack the discipline and construction to actively do these things. And I had a conversation with someone about this because I feel like a lot of people have this like weird idea that I can do so much more, that they see that I have the work ethic, can do consistent work all the time, but I just don't have the effort to go 150%. And they just say that they say that they feel that I can do it, but that there's something in me mentally that blocks it. And I agree because for example, I would like to lose weight. I would like to make a lot of money. But for some reason, it's not clicking in my head where I produce those results. And I don't know if it's a lazy thing because I'm recording right now. I produced a successful comedy show for the first time in my entire life. Like, I produced it by myself. I did it, and it was successful. But there's something about losing weight and making money that just doesn't click. I think it's just a matter of lifestyle choices my entire life up until that point that I'm just used to it. I'm just used to fucking blowing money, I guess. Or I'm just you I'm in this case also like I guess I'm just used to just working for money instead of working for myself to make more money. And now that I say that out loud, that actually makes a lot of sense. It's just a habit that I need to learn. Just like I need to learn how to go to the gym every day. and I need to learn how to not eat in excess all the time. Wow. What a revelation. This is why I like doing the podcast. I feel like vocalizing and saying things out loud sometimes will help you figure out a thought that's stuck in your head that just has, is just trying to get out, trying to get out. So that was dope. Sponsored by Red Bull. Yeah, I think that's interesting. But yeah, just pay attention to this, because, and I think a lot of those people too, like, you want to stay away from those kind of people too. Like, I used to know someone that would always complain, like, oh, I gotta go to school. It's like, don't you choose to go to school? Didn't you sign up for those classes? I remember I took a class. I went to a class 2 times and I was like, this is not my thing. And I did. It was a paralegal class. And I know that there was a lot of money in paralegal, but I was like, oh, I am struggling. Either it was my sleep schedule or I was just not interested at all. I was done after the second class. I was like, I'm not going to be in this class. And you know what's crazy? I think I bought the book for that class. So that sucks. But yeah, no, I dropped that class instantly. So, and same thing with jobs. Like, when people are like, I don't like this job, and they just complain, but yet those are the same people that, like, want raises or they want to be in a favorable position in life. It's so counterproductive, you know? It's like me. I'm like, I want to lose weight, and then my ass is fucking 5 minutes later eating at a Taco Bell. Now, right now, with my current lifestyle, I am doing stuff like YouTube videos. So, I have these 3 chocolate bars. I think these are actually super low in calories, though. No, 200 calories for this. Each. So, that's 600 calories. That's a lot. Like, honestly, that's a lot. But I want to limit more of that stuff for, like, YouTube videos. Like, at least I would rather do that for that. But at the end of the day too, I can still control calories. I can only eat part of that. I don't have to eat the whole thing. It's a taste test, for God's sake. You know, being intentional with your actions is going to get you a long way. Because if you intend to get somewhere and your intentions come along with you, with your decisions, then you're going to get there. Because at the end of the day, it's all about results. It's all about results. There's no trying. There's no attempting. There's you did it or you didn't. It's like, I want to lose weight. Well, are you trying to lose weight? Yeah, I'm trying. Okay, but are you doing the necessary things that you need to be doing to do to lose weight? Are you eating like shit? Well, I quit soda. Again, that's an attempt. I quit soda. I don't drink soda as much. Except for these YouTube videos, which is like once every 5. Or not even like 5. It's like we've had one soda, which was the Starry, and then the other one, which was the Pepsi. The Peeps Pepsi. But if your intentions do not align with your results, then you're just like trying to manifest something out of nothing. It's so weird. And I think it's giving me the motivation to do it, because I actually today, or the beginning of yesterday, had a calorie goal of 2,700, and I think I got to like 2,628. So I did stay under my calorie, and that's good. I did get a Red Bull, a sugar-free Red Bull. I know what people say about sugar-free stuff. It's 25 calories, so I still stayed under the calories. But I was like, damn, dude, I want to like eat. Like, I have a video where I want to drink this with this, but this is going to be about 300 calories. But I'm not going to do that because it's not, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to progress. So yes, guys, align your intentions with your actions to produce your results. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. I do like conversations. I'll see you guys next time.